local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And thanks so much for tuning in and joining us on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Very nice afternoon, picture-perfect day, not a cloud in the sky, little bit of a breeze, and crisper air for the overnight hours over the next few days here. So if you're like me, enjoying that, I know, Austin, you are as well.
Absolutely.
Get out, go for a walk. Enjoy the weather because it's going to get hot really quick, and
yep.
You all know how that feels around here. 5:12 as we get rolling on today's rundown, our top three stories starting in Baltimore. Another temporary channel is now open in the harbor, so essential vessels can access the port following last week's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore calling it an important milestone. A smaller passageway opened to marine vessels on Monday, and work is also continuing to open a third, deeper channel for larger ships as well. The fate of the controversial SB4 Texas immigration law, now in the hands of the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals offered the federal government and their legal team representing Texas as well the chance to oppose or defend the law. Solicitor General for the state of Texas, Aaron Nielsen, told judges the law that empowers police agencies to arrest illegal immigrants will not lead to racial profiling. Meanwhile, the feds say that Texas does not have the authority to craft or enforce immigration law. And the Biden administration has no plans to change its policy towards Israel after three humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are very clear about where we stand. I think the president's statement was incredibly powerful, impactful.
Yeah, and Biden in a statement yesterday addressed the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen humanitarian workers, delivering some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the start of the war with Hamas. As a look at our top three stories, our top local headline today. An Okaloosa County judge ruling that Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers was in the right in withholding lucrative retirement payments to county commissioner accounts. In the 18-page ruling, Judge William Stone says that Childers had properly exercised discretion in ceasing to make the payments to the local plan. This was back in 2022, after which Escambia County sued on behalf of Commissioner Stephen Berry, Robert Bender, and Lumen May to force Childers to make the payments, which amounts to around 58% of their salary in taxpayer funds. The judge concluded with the ruling that it is not lawful for elected officers to participate in the local plan. The county is expected to appeal. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, several spots to get into here, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups there. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest coming from 9 Mile Road, you're going to have a lot of backups going that way as well. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still giving us some trouble. And we've got some backups developing on North Davis Highway. That's if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards the intersection with Olive Road there. Let's see, and Gulf Breeze got a couple of shoddy areas here. If you're traveling northbound on the parkway in front of Gulf Breeze High School, we've got some backups in that area still. And a little bit if you're traveling eastbound on the parkway towards Tiger Point. Over in Navarre, if you're traveling westbound, going past Windhaven Beach and traveling towards Highway 87, we've still got some backups there. And lastly, over in Milton on Caroline Street, if you are traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane or westbound coming over Blackwater River, you're going to have typical evening traffic causing backups in both of those areas also.
Beautiful spring weather continues into Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. We're going to have high temperatures in the low to mid 70s Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures are going to be chilly when you wake up each and every morning. It'll be in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. So you'll need a jacket Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday morning won't be quite that bad. By next week, we're a little bit warmer. Small chances of rain return. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Continuing on with our local headlines there from, one lawsuit involving Escambia County commissioners to another. The legal battle over text messages that Commissioner Jeff Burgosh says were stolen will continue with the hearing in June. According to Studio 850, a hearing is scheduled for June 10th for an Okaloosa County judge to consider a motion to dismiss the suit and recover attorney fees. This, of course, comes after a judge denied the writ of Rep. Levin from Escambia County, essentially asking that the judge order the text messages be returned by the defendants, the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, and Alex Arduini. For Arduini's part, he says he is not in possession of the text messages. PNJ parent company Gannett says the county is simply trying to claw back public records and attempt to gag further news reporting on its contents. Also, a report from Channel 3 last hour, questions being asked over a local teacher's practices inside the classroom. Photos originally taken last fall show a teacher next to a whiteboard with various spellings of the N-word. While some students say they've raised concerns to the district, local activist Ellison Bennett says he's filed a formal complaint.
We should not be using derogatory terms as a teaching tool. That's unacceptable. It is not something just happening, just gonna go away. It made an impact on the children in that classroom.
Yeah, the school district in the report says that the teacher was disciplined and moved to another class. Also, a former manager at Ascension Sacred Heart that fraudulently purchased hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, it will serve 3 years in federal prison. The Department of Justice says 54-year-old Timothy Gilbert used a company credit card to buy over $600,000 worth of gift cards at Sam's Club over a four-year period. He then transferred the money from those cards into personal accounts and made purchases and took large sums of money to gamble. Previously pleaded guilty to charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. We'll take a break there, looking at our state and national headlines next. Pensacola right now.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the horrible strike that occurred in Gaza. We talked about the new metal detector or gun and vape detector that the school district is using, and why I have some concerns about the message that sends. Explained why the White House press secretary is wrong for caring whether most people support or oppose abortion rights, and explained why I'm not having Joe Exotic the Tiger King on my show and whether that was the right call. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, starting with Pine Forest Road, as we usually do. A lot of backups there, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile Road. That is just still backed up from head to toe there. Let's see, if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we've still got some minor backups in that area, though they do appear to be breaking up slowly but surely. A little bit of backups developing on North Palafox Street. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard and then a bit further north towards Burgess Road, so be on the lookout for those two areas there. In Gulf Breeze on the parkway, if you're traveling northbound in front of Gulf Breeze High School, we've got a lot of backups there still. And the same thing can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, you're going to have typical evening traffic causing you some problems there.
Beautiful spring weather continues into Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. We're going to have high temperatures in the low to mid 70s Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures are going to be chilly when you wake up each and every morning. It'll be in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. So you'll need a jacket Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday morning won't be quite that bad. By next week, we're a little bit warmer. Small chances of rain return. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. As we look at our state headlines today, Governor DeSantis signing legislation to accelerate road projects across the state. He spoke at the bill signing in Polk County, saying Florida is very much committed to relieving congestion on our streets. Say, Austin, you think they should start on Pine Forest Road?
You got that right, Joe. You always tickle my ribs, brother.
DeSantis is also accused some activists of wanting to produce more congestion because they don't want people driving, but he said that's not going to happen in Florida. If you were at all confused about what just took place there, just go back and listen to hour one and you'll understand.
Well, I just thought it was everyday lovely banter between Joe and Austin, but whatever, what do I know? A Southwest Airlines flight has been forced to make an emergency landing. It was headed from New Orleans to Orlando. When it reached Florida, it was hit with turbulence and the pilot put the plane down in Tampa Bay. A spokesman for the Texas-based carrier says that two people were taken to the hospital, one being a passenger and the other being a flight attendant.
Florida trying to toughen regulations for food delivery platforms. Governor DeSantis signing a bill yesterday that will give the state regulatory control over the services such as Uber Eats and Grubhub. It'll also require the platforms to have the consent of restaurants before taking orders. The goal is to prevent companies from altering prices listed at local businesses.
And a group of women's clinics in Florida are working on a plan to help patients who are trying to get an abortion. Tampa Bay Times reports that 9 facilities between Naples and Orlando held an emergency meeting yesterday morning about the issue. A new law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is set to take effect next month after Monday's state Supreme Court ruling. For women who don't meet the requirement, the clinics say they will help connect them to organizations that will help pay for an out-of-state trip to receive the procedure.
Looking at our national headlines, nearly a dozen people dead and well over 900 injured following a devastating magnitude 7.4 earthquake that struck Taiwan.
The worst hit city is Hualien. It's on the eastern coast of Taiwan, about 11 miles from the earthquake's epicenter. Some buildings there are leaning very precariously.
And there are fears also the death toll may rise as dozens remain trapped in highway tunnels following the strongest earthquake to hit the island in 25 years.
And Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is recovering from emergency surgery. She underwent the procedure after a blood clot was found in her leg. She has since been diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome, a condition which disrupts blood flow.
Authorities in Oklahoma are investigating the disappearance of two Kansas women. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were traveling together to pick up children and never made it to the location. That's according to an endangered missing persons advisory. The woman's vehicle was found later abandoned on the side of the road. It's unclear whose children they were going to pick up, and it's presumed the two are friends.
Joe, are you a fan of, have you ever been to Manhattan?
Yeah, twice.
Okay, did you love it?
I did, yeah. We went to see when The Music Man was on Broadway. I took my wife twice to go see it. So
okay.
The first time our hotel was on Long Island, close to LaGuardia Airport. The second time it was about a couple blocks away from Times Square.
Okay, so here's the real zinger. Would you say that you loved Manhattan so much that you would pay $15 just to drive into Manhattan?
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, a federal... What were we going to say?
No, it's just... Go ahead and read the story, then we'll talk about it.
A federal judge is hearing arguments today over New York City's plan to charge a $15 toll for cars driving into Manhattan. The first in the nation so-called congestion pricing plan is supported by the city's transit authority and the federal government as a way to reduce traffic and pollution in the city. New Jersey is opposed to the law, arguing it won't do much except place a burden on thousands of commuters from the Garden State.
Yeah, so here's the thing. $15 toll, that's stupid. That's nuts.
Yeah.
I understand. You know, and you know, New Jersey, literally right across the river, right? So people that are commuting back and forth, and not just in from New Jersey, but places all over. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But on the other hand, you know, it is super congested. A lot of people in a small square mileage area down there. But, yeah, I liked getting around by Ubers. That's how we primarily got around. We had the big bus tours as well, but yeah, $15 in and out of Manhattan. Yeah, that's kind of rough there.
No place is worth that.
Also, interesting note from Louisiana. A state lawmaker wants to change the rules for blood donations and force donors to disclose whether they have received the COVID vaccine. The donations would then be labeled differently. The proposed bill would allow for vaccine skeptics to request blood from a donor that's never been vaccinated. Opponents slammed the bill for giving credence to anti-vaccine conspiracy theorists.
I don't know if it gives credence. I think it's just a way to kind of basically, you know, what's the word? Not account for those people, but to basically, you know, there are a lot of people who haven't gotten the vaccine. So it's like if they haven't gotten it and if they're concerned about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's endorsing people of all kinds and of all beliefs to get the help that they need. I understand that you don't want to feed into whatever anti-vaccine stuff they got, but I don't know. I think that's for a greater good thing there.
5:30, we'll take a break there. Sports headlines right after the Fox News update on Pensacola right now.
I'm John Saucier. One person has been killed during a severe weather event in Kentucky.
That individual is a young man who was driving in northern Kentucky when the first round of intense rain came through.
A state of emergency there now. Several tornadoes ripped through the state. Governor Andy Beshear, who you just heard there, says there could be as many as 10 tornadoes confirmed by the end of their damage assessment. A federal appeals court hearing arguments from Texas and the federal government about whether it should continue blocking a new Texas law that would let state police arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez on the Fox News Channel says the legislation will help keep people safe.
It's very evident that Joe Biden is not willing to enforce the law. And Governor Abbott is the only one that is willing and able to make our community safe. And this is year four of this crisis.
The White House argues that Texas law conflicts with federal immigration laws. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A report today says Paramount Global and Skydance Media are moving closer to a merger deal. Citing people familiar with the situation, the Wall Street Journal says some officials and board members of both companies have agreed to begin exclusive merger talks. As such, the owner of Paramount Plus streaming service won't be able to entertain any other offers for 30 days. Shares of Paramount today soared 15% on the news. Confirmation this afternoon that Amazon Web Services is laying off several hundred employees. This as Amazon's cloud computing division makes changes to parts of its business strategy. A spokesperson says the cuts will impact several hundred workers, mostly at the AWS sales, marketing, and global services team. It was a narrowly mixed session for U.S. stocks today. The S&P 500 edged up 5 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite recouped 37, but the Dow Jones Industrials slipped another 43. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Gulf Coast VA will host a free PACT Act enrollment benefits event Saturday morning beginning at 8 at the Pensacola VA Clinic. State and local political representatives and vet-owned businesses will be there. The United Way is celebrating 100 years. Join them for their Glitz and Gallop Kentucky Derby Gala Saturday at PSC. See UWWF.org for more information. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Championships are the tiebreaker in the greatest of all-time conversation. That's why players like Breonna Stewart, Cheryl Miller, Diana Taurasi, Candace Parker, and Shamika Holtzclaw ledge out Caitlin Clark in a GOAT debate. With that being said, Caitlin is the most important women's college basketball player of all time because no one has ever brought more eyeballs to the sport than her. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we still got heavy congestion going both ways there. Got some backups on Mobile Highway. This is if you're traveling northwest towards Erica Street, or Erica's Court, better yet. If you are traveling westbound that way, it's near the Escambia County Equestrian Center. If you are traveling northwest there, we've got some backups in that area developing. Also have an accident report on Navy Boulevard near where it meets North W Street, causing some backups in that area there. Not too bad yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling northbound just past Gulf Breeze High School, still giving us some problems in that immediate vicinity there. Nothing too severe there either, though, luckily. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and then a bit further west towards Highway 87, is still going to give you some typical evening grief. And the same can be said if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just past Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Glover Lane.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 538 here at News Radio. If you're just joining us, a quick recap of today's top three stories. There's now another temporary channel open in the Baltimore Harbor so essential vessels can get through following the bridge collapse last week. Smaller passageway open to marine vessels on Monday, and the work is continuing to open a third, deeper channel for larger ships now. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans heard arguments today regarding the controversial SB 4 Texas immigration law. The three-judge panel heard arguments from both the state of Texas and the federal government today. The Biden administration has no plans to change its policy towards Israel after the humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. President Biden, in a statement yesterday, addressed the deaths of the workers and delivered some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the start of the war. 5:39, Austin, a lot happening in the world of sports today, per usual.
Yes, there is a ton going on, especially this time of year with, you know, you got basketball, baseball, hockey all going on at the same time. Let's see, we'll just work our way down the list here. In the NBA, we got an ESPN doubleheader, Thunder at Celtics at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Cavaliers at Suns at 9 o'clock. In the NHL, we got ourselves a TNT doubleheader. I'm stuttering a lot today. Devils at Rangers at 6 o'clock, followed by Oilers at Stars at 8:30. That's a big one there, especially Stars are the best team in the Western Conference, I believe, right now. So that's a big one. MLB games today. Braves at White Sox was postponed due to rain and snow. So that's going to be rescheduled for June 27th. The Rays fall to the Rangers 4-1. They now have a losing record of 3-4, but that's nothing compared to the Marlins. Losing to the Angels 10-2. They are now 0-7, officially last place in the entire league. So that's no bueno there. Let's see. In men's basketball, we got the NIT championship set. Indiana State and Seton Hall will be facing off tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I was thinking about something. Didn't we? Oh, yeah. You mentioned something about minute league like every minute giving coverage on that tomorrow. That's what had me laughing. Yeah, I knew I was laughing about something, but I couldn't remember what. And then women's basketball, Angel Reese has officially declared for the WNBA draft. She leaves LSU with accolades including but not limited to SEC Player of the Year, unanimous first team All-American, and 2023 National Champion. And of course, she's obviously one of the biggest names in women's basketball today, so hats off to her. Now some of the headlines here going our way back down the list.
By the way, you're on subject of college basketball. I'm reading this just now that UConn men are the second strongest favorite heading into a Final Four since the year 2000. They're minus 190 odds to win the championship. Only the Gonzaga Bulldogs from 2021 had better odds, and turns out Gonzaga lost. They lost to Baylor that year, so
I was about to say,
not
if you
sure
know
what that says or not. But yeah, I was talking with a buddy yesterday that I don't know how UConn doesn't go back to back on that.
No, they're looking so much better than everyone else because what they scored, like, I think we may have touched on this, but they scored like a 30 unanswered.
So yeah, so Saturday we took Miha over to our church. Right, we had our little Easter egg hunts. We go to my parents' house afterwards. We're watching the first half of the UConn-Illinois game.
Right.
At halftime, we're like, okay, it's, you know, 29-23 or something. Illinois clawed back in it a little bit. We're going to go out to eat. So we leave the house. We get to the restaurant about 10-15 minutes later. I sit down. I ask the gentleman at the restaurant to put the game on. He does, and it's 60-29.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
It was brutal. I mean, because that's the thing. They were tied at 23, and then in the second half, Illinois even scored again, it was 53-23. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. As you said about Gonzaga, if anyone knows about the Bulldogs, you know that regardless of how good their odds are, they always lose.
Yeah.
Let's see some headlines here real quickly. Charlotte Hornets head coach Steve Clifford stepping down from his position after this season. He's expected to move into a front office role, which I'm sure some are raising an eyebrow at. With a record of 18-57, the Hornets are currently tied with the Spurs for third lowest win count in the NBA. So, I guess it's good to get him out of there. In the MLB, the A's are in the middle of talks to find a temporary home through the 2027 season. Representatives from the team's ownership could not reach a resolution with officials from Oakland and Alameda County, but are expected to meet with officials from Sacramento at some point today. So I guess we'll see the temporary home for the A's pretty soon, obviously, before they head off to Las Vegas. And then two NFL headlines here, both about wide receivers, one good, one bad. The Bills are trading wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. Though last season was somewhat underwhelming for Diggs statistically, the veteran still finished his fourth year in Buffalo with 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns, which makes him a great addition to an already lethal Houston offense. But then you consider that the Texans got him and a couple of picks for just one 2025 second-round pick. That's outstanding.
Well, yeah, it's Buffalo is getting rid of the salary, even though they do have the cap hit still, but the Texans are exhibit A of what happens when you hit a home run with the rookie quarterback Diggs is 30. He's got, I think, 2 or 3 years left on that contract. You don't have to pay C.J. Stroud for another 4 years. So they got Daniel Hunter. They got Joe Mixon. They have Stephon Diggs. All of a sudden, literally 2 years after they were
horrible,
you know, the laughingstock of the league, they are the, I would say at this point, the most serious contenders to the Chiefs' crown in the AFC.
I am not asking this as a joke. I am being legit. Would you say they are more America's team than that other Texas-based team? I would say right now, yes.
Well, I think they've won more, if not the same number of playoff wins since since the Cowboys are last in the Super Bowl. So
I want to say there actually, yes, is a statistic about that. And lastly, here before traffic and weather together, NFL star Rashee Rice is now admitting he was involved in a Texas car crash over the weekend. TMZ Sports says that the wide receiver was driving a Lamborghini that was involved in a crash that injured several people on a Dallas highway Saturday. A lawyer for the car rental company that owns the Lamborghini claims Rice sent a text message shortly after the wreck acknowledging that he was, in fact, involved and promised to pay for the car. So I guess we'll see how that turns out. It's good to know that he's taking some accountability, though. Let's see, 545 here, looking at the roads. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we've got a lot of backups developing there out of nowhere. If you are traveling either north or southbound on Pine Forest Road, that's going to be between I-10 and 9 Mile. We've got still got heavy backups going both ways there. Let's see, had a lot of trouble on Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but both of those issues have seemingly cleared out, so that's good. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. Still got some minor congestion there, but typically as we get closer to the 6 o'clock hour, that dies down. Hopefully this time will be no different. Let's see, where North W Street meets Navy Boulevard. We've got a couple of accident reports there. Not causing a ton of congestion at this time, but nonetheless something to still keep an eye on. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound in front of the Gulf Breeze High School. We've still got a lot of problems there. Hasn't worsened, but hasn't gotten better either. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound. If you're coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, you're going to have heavy backups in that area still. And the last spot of note is if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just past Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Glover Lane.
Beautiful spring weather continues into Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. We're going to have high temperatures in the low to mid 70s Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures are going to be chilly when you wake up each and every morning. It'll be in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. So you'll need a jacket Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday morning won't be quite that bad. By next week, we're a little bit warmer. Small chances of rain return. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Health, business, and science notes today. Costco is joining up with healthcare marketplace Sesame to offer weight loss drug prescriptions for members. The program includes access to weight loss drugs, including Ozempic. The service will cost $179 for 3 months for Costco members, $195 per subscription period for non-members.
And the new Forbes list of the world's richest people shows that there are more billionaires now more than ever. The updated list released this week shows nearly 2,800 billionaires around the world. The U.S. has the most billionaires with a record 813, take that how you will, who together are worth nearly $6 trillion. Topping the list is French fashion mogul Bernard Arnault of Louis Vuitton fame. He's worth $233 billion. And in second place is Elon Musk with $195 billion.
The fate of the Magic Kingdom is being discussed today. Disney shareholders having their annual meeting where a billionaire investor will look to shake things up. Nelson Peltz and a former Disney CFO want shareholders to back them and oust two current board members. Peltz wants Disney Films division to refocus after some big-time box office flops, a.k.a. every Marvel film since Endgame. And Disney Plus streaming, they want to compete better with Netflix. Disney's chief Bob Iger opposes Peltz.
So you're one of those guys who like watches. How many Marvel movies have you seen? Like, what's the last one you didn't see?
Oh boy,
I'm not even joking with you. I think the last time I saw a Marvel movie, it was like one of the Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire in it.
Oh really? So yeah. So you haven't seen like Infinity War, Endgame.
I haven't seen any of it. No, I've never been a huge superhero movie fan.
Okay, all right.
And we're going to touch on that in just a moment. Actually, Spotify users will see another price jump this year. That's according to a report from Bloomberg. The outlet says the music streaming service plans to raise the price for individual subscription plans by $1 and $2 for duos and family subscribers later this year. Spotify last raised monthly subscription prices to about $11 for individuals and around $17 for families last July.
Pop culture notes, the new Joker sequel getting an R rating. Not surprising if you saw the first one, which Austin did not. Joker Folie à Deux, that's how you pronounce that, I guess, brings back Joaquin Phoenix as the villain and will introduce Lady Gaga as his sidekick Harley Quinn. The movie hits theaters October 4th.
Yeah, so I haven't seen, I'm not a big superhero movie fan guy, and I guess that reaches over to super villains here. That's what I was hinting at earlier, but I honestly think I may watch that one. I don't know, because I think I know enough about the original one and watching the sequel. And then with Lady Gaga, I think that would be pretty cool.
Right.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.09 billion with a cash option of just over $527 million. No one has won the Powerball lottery since New Year's Day.
All right. Also, one of the oldest books in existence is going up for auction. It's expected to fetch upwards of $3 million. It's called The Crosby-Scoyan Codex. It was written in Egypt between 250 and 350 AD and produced in one of the first Christian monasteries. The book is just about 100 pages and is the earliest known texts of two books of the Bible, Peter and Jonah. It'll be auctioned off this June in London.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Valley 50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news next.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, you're going to have some backups there. Same if you are traveling southbound towards 10 Mile Road. And if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, you're going to have some backups there. Outside of that, we do have an accident report near where W Street meets Navy Boulevard. Not much backups there. my goodness, my voice cracked there really bad because I had a cough. I was trying to stifle it, Joe. I'm sorry. But no, not much backups there in that area. But still, nonetheless, something to look out for. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, going to cause you some problems. Navarre Parkway still has trouble if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but it appears that it is slowly but surely dying down. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out, but the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s, lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 5:55 here at News Radio, winding down hour number two. Wackier stories in the news today. Two people in Muncie, Indiana, with some very bad luck, but they are lucky to be alive. They were rushed to a hospital after they got hit by an airplane. They were on a walking path near an airport when a single-engine plane fell out of the sky. Thankfully, everybody survived, including the pilot, although one of the two people there was seriously hurt. Meanwhile, in Florida, a guy in Naples named Alejandro He's trying to get NASA to cover the damages after a piece of trash from the space station hit his home. A 2-pound object crashed through the roof, came through the ceiling, and blew a hole in his wood floor. U.S. Space Command tracked a piece of debris re-entering the atmosphere, and it was a bunch of depleted batteries that were supposed to be sent back years ago in a controlled descent, but obviously controlled descent is not what happened there. So,
yeah, I mean, that dude definitely has a case. Six Americans and two Australians ended up stranded in Africa because they were late getting back to their cruise ship. But it sounds like the captain was a super big jerk about the whole thing. Jill and Jay Campbell are from South Carolina, and they say that they were very much aware that the tour was running late. And the tour operator contacted the captain of the ship to let him know. When the group arrived to port, the ship was still anchored, but the captain refused to let them on anyway. They alleged that the captain not only was refusing phone calls, but emails too. Eventually, the local Coast Guard loaded the passengers on the boat and took them to the ship, but the captain told them to take the passengers back to the island. Norwegian Cruise Line has since said that the passengers are back on the ship and they missed their departure time by over an hour. And you love Petty Joe. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I've never been on a cruise, so I'm no expert. We did have a texter earlier this hour saying on the cruise ship shore tours, if they're through the ship, they'll wait for you. But if you get the tour excursion on your own through a local company or whatever and you're late, then you are SOL. Also, all aboard are very much aware of that. But I think, you know, what's it? Listen, if they show up late and the cruise ship is gone, okay, well, that's one thing, but the cruise ship was still there and, you know, they alerted the pilot. I don't know. I guess.
Guy probably should have picked his battles, the captain, I feel.
But yeah, I mean, because.
I'm a pacifist, Joe. You know me. not aggressive at all.
Yeah, that's true. Good news. A guy in Australia found a message in a bottle with ashes inside. The note said, "In this bottle is a small part of our parents. If you find it washed up somewhere, please feel free to set it off once again on its journey." He tracked the family down and found out the bottle had only made it 7 miles from where they tossed it in the ocean, so he decided to go the extra nautical miles, gave it a real chance. He sailed it out to sea and set it in a current to carry it out into the Pacific Ocean.
That was nice. Very selfless of him there. Yeah. Two cops in Titusville, Florida, showed up with a woman's groceries after arresting her delivery driver. They wanted to get them to her right away so nothing spoiled. The driver was wanted on felony charges in both Florida and Texas, so they didn't arrest him without cause, apparently.
Hmm. No, they didn't. A Missouri couple is planning to celebrate their marriage during next week's solar eclipse. Nicolette Zangara and her husband Paul got married during the pandemic but weren't able to have their families there, so I guess they're deciding to wait until the total solar eclipse to have a ceremony celebrating their matrimony in the path of totality. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's all right, says Joe. Right?
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be kind of like a traditional, non-traditional wedding, but is anybody really going to be focused on them? I mean, they've been married now for a few years, and if they're doing it under the solar eclipse, everybody's just going to have their eyes up, not on them. But whatever. To each their own. Live their lives. I'm not hating. I'm a pacifist.
Yeah, we're both pacifists here.
5:59, and that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up next. We're back in about 10 minutes or so for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.